Well, hello everybody, and welcome to day 17 of our Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. Today's story is called A True Fairy Tale. Have you ever gotten lost in the pages of a fairy tale, with castles and kings and princesses? Well, once upon a time, which was actually before time began, a story began. And this story is better than the most wonderful fairy tale you've ever heard. God gathered his children and told them what would happen even before it happened. The Father King of the heavens and of all the universe and his Son King looked across their kingdom and saw how all the children they had made were being held captive by the dark and the sinfulness and the sickness and the badness. They knew their unconditional, unstoppable, unwrappable love had to come and get their people, us. So they came up with the very best rescue plan. This is what they decided. The Father King would open up the world and the Son King would unexpectedly slip right into the kingdom through a little unlikely door, Bethlehem. Remember Ruth, whose husband died? She followed Naomi back to nobody would be expecting little Bethlehem, whose name means house of bread. Many years later, Ruth's very own great-grandson, a puny little shepherd boy named David, spent many nights lying on the hills of Bethlehem, just staring up at the sea of blinking stars, his heart beating with God's heart. And then long after King David, more than 1,000 years, the Son King Jesus slipped into the kingdom. He was born as a baby, about as small as a little loaf of bread, right there in a barn in nobody would be expecting little Bethlehem. The moment the Sun King inhaled earth air into his lungs, the blinding light of history slashed back the smothering darkness, and the Sun King brought joy from beyond the walls of the world. And shepherds lying out on those same Bethlehem hills saw the sky bursting with a blinding star over little Bethlehem. Because who would be expecting that at all? The Sun King did not grow up in a palace or even have a pillow to lay his head on. The Sun King had no throne or horse. He was a carpenter with a hammer. And he wandered the countryside fixing broken down people and broken up hearts and breaking little loaves of bread to feed huge crowds of hungry people. Because who would ever expect that? And then the Sun King let the very children he'd made and loved slap him and whip him and nail his always loving hands to the cross. And all the evil and badness across the universe laughed as if they'd won. Then they wrapped the Sun King's limp, dead body in rags and forgot him in a grave. Who ever expected the tears of all of this? But then, when no one was expecting anything from another world at all, the Sun King jolted right up in the grave alive, and the light forever shattered the darkness. The king flung off the grave clothes and rose, his perfect heart beating hope loud in his chest. Monster stones rolled, because who would be expecting that? And the Sun King walked right out of the grave, his heel crushing the snake-like head of all the evil and badness. And all the king's children in the whole universe were wooed and wowed back to life again. It's coming. The kingdom's coming in little and small and unexpected ways. And the king is coming to rule the earth and make all the sad things untrue and make all the bad things come undone. When we love in little ways, the big things unexpectedly begin to happen. They won't be expecting that. In the little places, through unexpected people, The story is unfolding and unwrapping all around you and in you. The light overtaking the dark. And it's like you can see the new kingdom bursting in right now. How all the lit up trees and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. This story that is happening is better than the greatest fairy tale ever told, because it's true. I wonder, why do you think Jesus was born in such a small, insignificant town? That's the end of our story for this evening, everybody. So I hope you all sleep well, and there'll be another story tomorrow. So night night.